about what you're doing. Later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back to
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is, and he's on Republic Broadcasting Network. How do you do, everyone? Ladies and gentlemen, this is I, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio on Uncensored Radio Free America. Well, starting the week out, huh? Yeah, tonight, Monday night. Another day, another week. Tonight, it's you and I, just the two of us. How's that? I'm going to give you a chance to mouth off and give me a lot of feedback tonight on various and sundry issues, because we have other guests coming up. Hey, one guest that I'm lining up, let me tell you, this man, he was in British intelligence, I believe. And he is a very knowledgeable individual. I don't think he's been interviewed anywhere else that I know of. And he is in the process of sending me his, his little repertoire. And once I get it and read it and digest it, he will gladly be on this program. And he will talk to you about almost anything. The man is extremely well-versed in the secrets of the Federal Reserve System, which is a hot topic. He's well-versed in internationalism, politics, conspiracies, theories versus facts. So he will be coming aboard with us within the next week, I assume. Not this week, but sometime next week, this individual. And his last name is Coleman. He will be with us. Fascinating gentleman to talk to. Besides, I like his British accent. I always like British accents, you know. Anyhow, all right. Our number here, toll-free, is 800-313-9443. That's right. Toll-free, 800-313-9443. Anything is going to be fair game tonight, but I did want to ask you, those of you out there who listen, who watch television, I don't watch, I don't get cable, I don't watch anything, but I drew your attention last Friday to a program that was purportedly aired tonight on C-SPAN, of all places. And we told you that they were shattering the major media blackout on 9/11 by having Dr. Griffin, Raymond Griffin, that we had on this program, talk about it, many of the myths of the 9/11 Commission. As you know, he wrote the book, The New Pearl Harbor, and then followed by his latest book, which is the 9/11 Commission Report, Omissions and Distortions, that he would be lecturing on the subject from the University of Wisconsin, actually, in Madison. How many of you saw it? I'd like to know. Did you see it? Was it broadcast? Was it heavily edited? And what was your response? I'd love to hear from people tonight if you have seen it on C-SPAN. It was 7:30 Eastern Time, I believe. So, hey, I'd like to know exactly what you heard or saw. Fill me in. Fill us all in on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I want to remind you, by the way, one of our guests, you know, has been and will continue to be Dr. Cass Ingram. Well, you know, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. To order the product, give them a call, toll-free, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. I'll be right back in a couple of minutes with Uncensored Radio Free America.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Dono Cafe, a healthy coffee gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dono Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing. Gets you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Cartavite.
And we return to begin the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm your host, Rick Adams, your radio avenger. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm still waiting for someone to whisper in my ear that they saw C-SPAN tonight, and they saw this broadcast with Professor Griffin. We talked about it Friday, and we mentioned it to you. And we wanted to see how many of you would be watching to see exactly what he said and what was allowed to be said. Now, you see, this is a good question because we've been saying, and some of our guests, like old man Artie Wheeler, have been saying that the time may be coming now to dump Bush and Cheney and some of the others who would be indicted, of course, in a criminal court at some point in the future once they are no longer in office. And they are not immune from prosecution, but something may happen to each of them. They may die in office. They may wind up getting killed or something. But if, in fact, things are beginning now to leak out in the mainstream forums or the mainstream media about 9/11 and the fact that George Bush's administration was knee-deep in the responsibility for the attacks, and I think just about everybody will admit that who's honest, that these attacks were needless, they were allowed to happen at the very least, and they were planned. And they were planned not by Osama bin Laden, but by people in the government of the United States and other governments as well, as a pretext for war in the Middle East. So I'd like to know if you have or have not, if anyone has seen Ray Griffin, who was on this broadcast, you let me know. Anytime through the program, What was going to be preceding the talk by Mr. Griffin was a discussion of his books, 9/11 books, which, of course, would have been yesterday, April 17th, at the forum, the Peregrine Forum, in Madison, Wisconsin, and that there was going to be some give and take, some questions and answers here. So it was an interesting forum that, as I say, C-SPAN apparently decided they would cover. If this is happening with C-SPAN, then we have to ask ourselves, who will be next? Who in the media will break the code of silence and bring us the truth? Who? Now, of course, it just so happens, of course, that tomorrow, the 19th of April, is the anniversary, 10-year anniversary, of the bombing of the Oklahoma City building. That's the Alfred P. Murrah building, as you recall. And all of this following the raid on Waco, the genocide that was committed by Janet Reno and the government in Washington on Waco, and, of course, the Randy Weaver debacle and the murder of his family members by federal agents. All of this in the same time frame. Now, it's interesting to see how NBC News tonight framed this whole question. And it was framed the terrorist next door. Who is that terrorist? Well, it just might be some members of our audience. It might be some of our callers. It might even be me. After all, in his book that came out just a couple of years ago, his book, The Terrorist Next Door, Mr. Daniel Levitas wrote the book, and in the book, he did exactly what the mainstream media has been doing all along, and that is portraying those funny people, those constitutionally minded people, those Americanist patriots, as some sort of potential terrorist. And they've been conditioning the American people, haven't they, to think that you might be that terrorist next door. You flag-waving, chest-thumping, breast-beating patriot, you? Well, you blame Washington. You blame government. You blame your own government and the Zionists behind them who orchestrate the strings. Can you imagine anything more foul than that? Can you imagine anything more obscene than that? Why, surely you have to be brought before a tribunal. And, yeah, you have to be charged and given a nice, quote, fair jury trial, and then found guilty of being that terrorist next door. You see, the government of the United States has committed acts of terrorism. Now, we know that. We've just shown that. Waco was one example, wasn't it? The United States government commits other acts of terrorism across the landscape, and I believe Oklahoma bombing was just one more of them. We had General Ben Parton on a few years ago, and General Ben Parton, of course, is a man who knows whereof he speaks, retired military general, brigadier general, who, of course, dealt with demolitions and explosives, bringing down buildings. And he petitioned the government to go in and look at the remains of the Murrah building following the so-called McVeigh explosion and the so-called fertilizer bombs, which was nonsense to begin with, the ammonium nitrate. Two guys allegedly carried in this bomb, and four men were seen carrying out the same bomb on NBC News when it happened in 95. Well, anyway, we see a pattern emerging here, and even such uncustomary sources as the History Channel have reported U.S. government involvement in the Murrah building bombing. We know that federal agents, many of them, were warned not to come in that day. They were told not to come in that day. We also know that when General Parton wanted to go in and examine the remains of what actually brought the building down, he was told absolutely not. And then, of course, the government proceeded to destroy all of the evidence that had been amassed as quickly as they could, just as they were carting off evidence from the Twin Towers debacle. Same pattern, isn't it, huh? We're going to talk about this Oklahoma City bombing, the 9/11 Commission, and the United States government's involvement in all of these episodes. But let's go to the phones. 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let's say hello to Mike in Texas. Hi, Mike.
How's it going, Rick?
I'm glad
you're bringing up this issue, because I was just I'm down with my back pretty bad, so I've been sitting here having to endure watching the news all day.
I'm sorry about your back.
Well, moving, you know how that goes.
Oh, sure. That'll do it.
But I've been sitting here watching the news, and on CNN and all the local news, the only thing they're talking about is Oklahoma City bombing.
Yes.
And then I think what I've been doing is I get on there and find out, try and get a hold of the newsroom at CNN or Channel 7 in Austin.
Yep.
And I want to know, I asked to get the producer on there, and I want to know why you're just talking about Oklahoma City bombing and you're not talking about Waco that happened 2 years before.
Exactly.
And that's all they talk about, and they have like 10-minute stories on it. Then they say it's a fertilizer bomb. The second question I ask is, why don't y'all talk about the other bombs that they found? So that's the two good things people can do, is get on the phone when they see these stories and get on there and call their local news all over the country, because I know you're on all over the country.
Yes.
And tell these people we're on to them. And that way they know at least we're on to their lies, because it is complete.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting the way, you know, today's New York Times on the front page is dealing with Tom DeLay, and then Ralph Reed of the Christian Coalition, and the tie to this Mr. Abramson and everything. They're doing this big investigative report on this scandal that's emerging, and yet here they have a much bigger scandal, a much bigger case. If they really wanted to have their reporters investigate, my goodness, they could bring down this whole government cover-up and conspiracy. But instead, they are part of the deception, the New York Times and the media elite, aren't they?
I try not to read any of that or watch any TV, but I've had to endure it today. But
because I have to know what they're not telling me.
Well, I can't stand it. All I can do is listen to the radio. But I just couldn't believe that they only thing they're talking about. There's not one mention. I might be wrong, but I haven't seen anything yet. Not one mention of the Waco a tragedy. And if anybody, I was going tomorrow, but I'm just down with my back and I can't go. The memorial service is tomorrow at Mount Carmel at the new church.
Yes.
So if
good.
Anybody can get there tomorrow, see, they're telling all these people to go to Oklahoma City bombing for that memorial service. They're not telling anybody to go to Waco.
That's
to
right.
Mount
and
Carmel.
Here is a far bigger crime in my estimation. I mean, it was a deliberate crime by the government, spelled out in violation of the U.S. Constitution.
And they won't talk about it. Well, God bless you, Rick.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for calling the program. I appreciate it. Sorry about your back. Hope you get well. All right. 800-313-9443 is the number. And I forget to ask, Mike, but you could tell me. Anybody out there watch Professor David Raymond Griffin's presentation on C-SPAN, edited or not? I want to know exactly what C-SPAN managed to put on its forum tonight, this Monday night. If you've seen it, if you watch it, give me a holler. All right. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, Uncensored, Radio Free America. We're going to continue to talk about this business of the Oklahoma City bombing and how Terry Nichols implicated a former FBI informant in the bombing. I mean, some new evidence is now emerging in the Oklahoma City case, and we're going to talk about it when we come back after the break. So tell your friends to listen in. You don't want to miss out on this program tonight. Definitely not. Very important stuff, because what the government did at 9/11 is reflected in what had it done previously at Oklahoma City bombing. We'll be back on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RVN network.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Woke up one day with nothing much to do. He tried to put his street clothes on but couldn't find his shoes. The night before he tied one on, now cobwebs filled his head. By afternoon he called in sick and then went back to bed. The next day he felt shaky, but he made it off to work and voted to increase his pay and take another perk. Although the people cried out loud and told him what to do, instead of trying to cut the cost, he increased revenue. Yippee-yi-yo! Their backs, some tax them where they run, where they hide. In winter's freezing weather, if we can't tax their sweater, we'll try to tax the hair off their hide. My congressman just voted yes to increase foreign aid. Nation's infrastructure's worn and torn and frayed.
While veterans and nation sons become the unemployed, since NAFTA passed those aliens, we'll gladly fill the void. Yippee-yi-yo! Stretch those traitors' necks, hang them high. Before they up and bust us, let's use old-fashioned justice and go out and get a rope and hang them high.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only solution, I'm afraid, in the long run. That's exactly what will happen. That's the way the American nation was begun. The colonies became free colonies. The government of the United States has been involved not only in planning and executing those plans of nefarious schemes at 9/11 and Pearl Harbor itself to get us into that dreadful war, World War II. It has been involved in one conspiracy after another to rob you, the American person, the American worker, the American, of your liberty, your freedom, and your honor. And this incident that took place, in which we're talking about the 10th anniversary of the bombing at Oklahoma City, was obviously perpetrated with the help and planning of the federal government. We have enough evidence now to say that confidently, in order to try to discredit not the government operatives, not the real culprit, but the militia movement that was spurred on by the murders at Waco and Ruby Ridge. A recent raid on the one-time home of Terry Nichols, who was supposed to have been the buddy, the second in command at the Oklahoma Moore building bombing, next to McVeigh. This raid uncovered more evidence implicating your federal government and federal agents of the FBI in the bombing. Apparently, bomb components were discovered at the former home of the Oklahoma bombing accomplice, and they have been linked to a federal informant who investigators believe lied during the trial of Timothy McVeigh, who was executed after his conviction immediately and then cremated. According to a story in the American Free Press by Pat Shannon, there are now serious allegations that the FBI, using an informer as a conduit, supplied McVeigh and Nichols with the blasting components that the two used to construct explosive devices, one of which have been employed in the tragic bombing at Oklahoma. Interesting, isn't it? If, in fact, these allegations are true, we need a wholesale investigation and conviction and then execution of those officials who were involved in murdering Americans, both at Oklahoma, Waco, and then also Ruby Ridge, for which they've never paid the price. And finally, 9/11. At the highest echelons of the United States government, corruption, planning, scheming, and conspiracy against our own people, the American public. This is the crime of the century, ladies and gentlemen. No greater crime exists than these forces within this government. We'll continue to talk about it following the break. And if you'd like to give us a call, you do so right now. We'll put you right on Uncensored Radio Free America, heard only with Rick Adams on Republic Broadcasting.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is back.
And we are back. Yes, indeed. We are back and we are forth. We tell it like it is, and indeed, as the logo goes, because you can handle the truth. Our number toll-free is 800-313-9443. Toll-free, 800-313-9443. We are talking about the 9/11 Commission report and the program that C-SPAN aired tonight, I believe, and also the tie-in to Oklahoma City bombing. In both cases, U.S. government involvement is alleged, and there's a lot of evidence and testimony to back up those allegations. Let's go to the phones and say hello to Clinton in Wisconsin. Hello, Clinton.
Hello. I think it's a little premature to ask for comments about the C-SPAN presentation that you're referring to, because the event was only scheduled to appear in Madison this evening at 7:30 p.m. Central Time.
Yes. Oh, okay.
And what that would, and I don't think that they would have done that a C-SPAN live. Generally, they reserve that for the domestic enemies that are present in the nation.
Yes. So it's a little too soon then to get the feedback.
Yeah. But we got to keep our eyes and ears open. Some other comments were that people suggested that C-SPAN may not even choose the air what they probably have some people on the scene with video cameras, but they'll bring the video back and they'll make a determination if they even want to show it or not.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, so that I don't think that's been determined myself.
Okay, but we'll find out.
So it's 9:30 Central Time. They're probably up there still mulling around, wondering what the heck.
Well, they said it would be a delayed broadcast, I believe, would not obviously be live, and that it would be edited. So I'm curious when people do watch it, what they find and what they see. Either way, the fact that they're allowing any of it or will allow any of it to be told is indeed interesting, don't you think, though?
Yeah, but you know what? I also think that... the challenge with the people that oppose us are so arrogant that they believe that we're completely polarized. And it, by all appearances, we are, you know. I don't see anybody taking justice into their own hands and fighting the enemy.
Well, I don't think we're organized, quite honestly. The very nature of the Patriot movement is to be fragmented, individualistic, you know. Everybody's on his own. And I think people are waiting for a time when the government makes its first massive move, and that can happen at any moment with another attack planned by the government, right?
Oh, certainly. But you know what I hear in that type of a position is I start to hear the quote shot heard round the world unquote,
yeah,
that we're all waiting for, when in fact what they're doing is they're cutting us to death by paper cuts.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's piecemeal, sure.
So, I don't know. You know, I've been in some pretty tough scrapes in my life, and I really took some real punishment before I really understood that if I didn't physically fight back, I could have been killed.
Uh-huh.
And I
yeah.
think that we all have to really ask ourselves, you know, how close we are personally
yes.
to getting to that point from our own countrymen.
I agree with you, Clinton. You bring some very, very heavy thoughts, but proper thoughts to the forum, and we need to. We need to do some deep thinking, don't we?
That's right.
No,
Do or die.
You know, the government is an all, unfortunately, very powerful force. Just think for a minute that the same government that has bombed into oblivion the people of Afghanistan and Iraq with these Daisy cutters and bunker buster bombs and so forth and missile strikes has the same weaponries that can be used on us. I mean, this government is so unscrupulous in Washington today. It is so ruthless and cunning and vile. I would not put anything past these people that control the government.
Oh, me either. And I'm somewhat of a fatalist in that context, in that the scriptural statement is who
yes.
could war with the beast.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And
who will make war with the beast in the last days? Yeah.
As long as we've been polarized until they're able to decide when they
mm-hmm.
determine to use what they have available to them.
Yes.
See, and that's there's a lot of philosophy about war
mm-hmm.
that comes from, like, you know, cultural figures like Sun Tzu. It comes right from our holy scriptures. It comes from the War College. It comes from all different places.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder if the American people really do understand what it means to be at war.
No, they don't. Take
don't
it from
think
me.
So.
Take it from me. They have no clue.
No,
right
they don't.
Now, you know, Clint, right now the weather is nice. It's getting warm. People are thinking of summer. They're thinking of beaches. They're thinking of relaxation, the ball games, all of that. And it doesn't occur to them for a minute that these SOBs in Washington are scheming right now and planning against them and their future. They are taking actions that are building up our enemies, and our enemies are at our doorsteps because of the enemy within. The enemy within is our greatest enemy, ladies and gentlemen, and don't think it isn't, because they have brought us to the brink where we find ourselves today. But we have allowed it. You're right. The American people, because of their sinfulness, because of their turning their back on God, now have to reap what they've sown, because God's saying, hey, okay, I'll let you handle it your way. But you know what? You're not going to win, because if you think you're going to take on the people that are burying you and crucifying you, guess what? I sent them as your judgment. I sent them to you as your judgment, ladies and gentlemen, because of your sins. If you were to turn back to me and worship this Yahweh God, I will heal your sins. I will take your enemies and cast them out, right?
That's right.
The American people don't deserve as a whole.
So many lessons that we have learned. I mean, myself as an individual, I know that how often I repeat my own mistakes, and we're doing the same thing as a people.
Absolutely, as a nation, sure. And if I were God, I mean, I would have destroyed this world long ago. I don't have his patience or wisdom, I admit.
You want to talk about intolerable, you're talking to the right guy here.
Oh, I agree, Clint. I mean, we don't have the patience of God, that's for sure. He knows best, but, you know, he is sending us his prophets before the day of judgment, and he's sending them out. They've been warning us for years. We've been doing it. Now the time is coming where, you know, the die is cast.
Well, let me ask you
one way
question,
or another.
Please. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So much of our attention is redirected to they and them, meaning the federal government and the large control systems.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, what do you think that we could do right here in our typical municipality when what we have is filthy, evil government in our own midst?
Oh, I agree. It's down to the very basic core, the city hall level. I think that, quite honestly, we're fighting it. If we're fighting it on a local level, I've said this before, some people may disagree, we're not going to accomplish much because our local governments are nothing but appendages of Washington today. We've lost our sovereignty. You understand?
Yeah.
We've lost our state and local sovereignty with the Supreme Court, the executive, and the Congress, all invading the states with programs that are illegal.
Let me pose something very philosophically deep to you then.
Sure.
During World War II, the only reason the United States emerged victorious is because we didn't fight the Japanese war. We fought our war, and our war was one that understood that if we destroyed the fuel, the war machine would no longer operate.
Yes.
And right now, the local governments are the fuel of the federal government. They're the middle management. They're the fuel of all the evil at the top. So
absolutely.
I think you're wrong about your perception in that it suggests it almost like, yeah, they're an annoyance, but our real target is so-and-so. You know what I'm trying to suggest,
Rick? So in your view, what is the solution? What is the proper perspective, Clinton?
Well, the proper perspective is the old adage that you clean up your own backyard before you go try to get into something
else.
Yeah,
but I think that's more of a spiritual admonition than just a local government admonition. You see, when Christ was saying, take the beam out of your own eye, what he's saying is we as a people morally have succumbed to the evils around us. We have turned our nation into a cesspool. But if we were to clean up our own act spiritually and get back to him, then all of our problems would be manageable problems. We could deal with them then.
Really has to start right there, doesn't it?
In that sense, yes. And I'm not disagreeing with you. What I'm saying on a political level, not a spiritual level, as far as your local town, I want to see the local community. I know some have tried it, some have done it to some extent, like, you know, the sheriff there, you know, speaking about gun control and so forth. But I want to see the town, I want to see the state tell the federal government to go fly a kite. I want to see that day come and say, take your program, take your money, take all of your laws and shove it. George Wallace tried it once, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I agree with everything he said or did, but he was right on constitutional grounds. And they invaded his nation, his state, his sovereignty. That was their nation, Alabama. They did the same thing in Arkansas with Eisenhower. And they did it in Mississippi with Kennedy, invading the states with federal troops to enforce unconstitutional powers of the federal government. See? That's what we're fighting, this beast, this system of control.
I understand that. And however, I still think there's something to be said that if we were to ever have a hope of changing things at the state, we can't begin to do so unless we do so in our own backyard, right at the municipality, the township, and the county itself. Because Those are the people from our own neighborhoods, our brothers, our sister-in-laws. They're the cream, the rise to the top. The top comes into the state level of government. If we don't put the cream to the top, we won't have anybody at the state government to oppose these issues that come from control from Washington.
All right, I understand your point. I see your point. And I appreciate your contribution, Clinton, and just keep up the good work.
Thank you for a nice conversation
Great.
Tonight.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. Thank you, Clinton. All right, our number is 800-313-9443, toll-free on the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. 800-313-9443. Keep your eyes open and peeled tonight for the broadcast, whatever, on C-SPAN concerning Professor David Raymond Griffin and the 9/11 subject. And we're going to be talking about that. Tomorrow night, we also have a guest on from an organization in Massachusetts. It's a foundation. It's a group. It's a think tank, actually, that deals with this whole business of taxation, education, government control, government out of control, the Pioneer Institute. We'll be talking with, no relation, but we'll be speaking with Stephen Adams, who's the director of that institute, and he's going to tell you what they're doing in the state of Massachusetts to fight this heavy progressive socialist system that is taking our lifeblood. I was reading a little bit from one of the stories by Pat Shannon of the American Free Press on this FBI, the allegation that the FBI was using an informer as a conduit, had actually supplied Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols with the blasting components that the two men allegedly used to construct these explosive devices. One of them may have been employed in the tragic Oklahoma City bombing. Although there was much recent media hoopla surrounding the March 31st FBI raid on Nichols' vacant home in Kansas, the entire story, which is not being told by the mainstream media, again suggests the hand of the federal government in complicity in these events leading up to the Oklahoma City tragedy. So writes Mr. Shannon of the American Free Press, a weekly publication from Washington. And he makes some interesting points here. Why Nichols did what he did is the real story behind the story that the media seems to be keeping under wraps. Nichols' apparent goal in sharing information was to provide information not only to bust the man who allegedly supplied the material, an FBI informant named Roger Moore. Nichols, being certain that Moore's fingerprints would be on the material, but also to expose the FBI's role in supplying Moore the material in the first place. Now, this isn't pie in the sky stuff, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the first time your FBI, your CIA, your so-called intelligence agencies, now all under the control of John Negroponte, National Intel Director. This isn't the first time that they have broken the law, that they have tried to coax people into breaking the law. You know, you hear about these sting operations all the time, setups and so forth. Well, here was a case where the FBI also revealed in every mainstream media source was actually funding the so-called terror group Hamas and asking them, begging them to do something like a terrorist act. Now, how do you like that? Your government planting the seeds of terror, going out of its way to provoke a terrorist incident inside the United States with your own taxpayer money. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Taxpayers' money being used to pay for terrorism. Why, you say, why would the federal government do that, Rick? Why would our FBI do that? Well, because they're not our FBI anymore. It's not the old days of J. Edgar Hoover anymore. We're talking about real criminals now, whether it be a Louis Freeh or anyone else at the helm, Mr. Mueller at the helm of the FBI. These men have indeed been responsible for breaking the law. Their agencies under their helm, breaking the laws of the land, violating the Constitution. So how can we not suspect their involvement, their other nefarious deeds, in each of these cases, whether it be 9/11, the Oklahoma City bombing, or anything else for that matter? How can we not? Good question, right? Absolutely. All right. Before we take the break, remember that number. To live pain-free and without inflammation, Dr. Cass Ingram's new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. Give him a call, 800-243-5242. Toll free, 800-243-5242 for InflaEase. Order it today. We'll be right back with more.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth. Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80. The lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
That's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Absolutely preposterous.
Well, there's one thing I'll say about George. You always could tell a good yarn.
That's
You're
right.
You're a truly great inventor, George.
George Bush. Hey, I like that. Yeah, he's quite a storyteller. It's preposterous indeed. Story of 9/11, the story of Oklahoma bombing, and the media propaganda barrage, huh? As the caller said, one of our previous callers, haven't heard a word about Waco anymore. Or Ruby Ridge and what happened to that wonderful family out there, huh? Here's a man who was not a white supremacist, by the way, but a white separatist, Randy Weaver. And there's a difference, a separatist, one who wanted to be apart from all non-whites. Now, that's his choice. That's his business, okay? As long as he doesn't harm anybody or do anything violent. But the government said, we got to watch those kind of people. They're bad people, like Daniel Levitas in his book, The Terrorist Next Door. You people are a bunch of right-wing, redneck bigots. We got to keep you under our control. No, and who's the we? Why, the supremacists, the Zionists, the globalists, the internationalists, the real racists. My goodness, isn't that interesting? Sure is. Well, by the way, you remember last week on the program we had Father John O'Connor talking about his DVD, his latest video, The Annihilation of America and the Zionist Puppeteers Who Control It. Well, I know that some of you have been asking, is there an easy way to get it rather than just writing? Yeah, you don't have to write to the P.O. box I gave. You can either call John Maffei, John Maffei, M-A-F-F-E-I, in Pennsylvania at 610-853-8339 to get your copy. He'll tell you the cost and everything of Father John O'Connor's newest video, The Annihilation of America. The number again, area code 610-853-8339. Or if you're on the web and you can just type in your computer, you can go to CatholicCounterpoint.com. One word, CatholicCounterpoint.com, and ask about the video and the cost of delivery to you wherever you are. And, of course, as I say, we'll have Father O'Connor back again. The subject of the conclave and the new pope, who will he be? Lots of talk, lots of speculation going on whether the next pope will be the last pope or not. There are some telltale signs, and it ain't in the black smoke, ladies and gentlemen. These subjects we will discuss in coming days and weeks. Going to be a very heavy subject, so you get ready. Buckle up your seatbelts, as they say. Put on your shoulder harness and get ready, because Rick Adams doesn't run from any fight. We are going to be talking about these imperative issues that we are dealing with in these challenging times like never before. Never before this year, 2005. All right? You heard the predictions of our soothsayer who came on the broadcast, the world events prophet, so to speak, and what he had to say. And, well, if his predictions don't come true this year, I guess this is his last year. Last year is being a psychic, huh? Well, we'll find out. We'll find out. Suleiman. All right. Just about out of time, so I'm not going to take any more phone calls. But I will thank you for joining me. And invite you back tomorrow night, same time, same network. I'm Rick Adams. Good night. The birth of a new day. Lines that keep their secrets. Put a soul behind the clouds. And there upon the rainbow is the answer to a never-ending story.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.